Yet according to Chizkis, only here it says lo yayochel. But if it would just say a regular word of lo yochel means in the Torah you're not allowed to eat chametz. That's all. But maybe it's mutter bano. It's not master from the word don't eat it to say it's also bano also. So tomorrow, plegi the Rav Avuha. We have Chizkiya argues on Rav Avuha. To Yom Rav Avuha, Rav Avuha says like this: Kol mokam shenema lo yochel. Anytime the Torah says a loshin by Yisurim, don't eat it. Loi soichal, also don't eat it. Loi toichlo, don't eat it. Whenever the Torah says such a loshin, it means echad isurachila. The Torah means to say, don't eat this. The echad isuri hano. The Torah also means to say, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Heiz lo yoichal means don't have enjoyment from it. And the Kiveg is mazba, the pshat is, that really, when the Torah says lo yoichal, don't eat it, really the Torah means to say, don't have enjoyment from it. That's really what the Torah is saying. Don't have enjoyment. But what's the most enjoyment you have from a food? The most enjoyment you could have from food is eating it. So that's why the Torah says don't eat it. The Torah says don't eat it means don't have the biggest most enjoyment from this object. So by food, the biggest enjoyment you could have is eating it. That's why the Torah says don't eat it. But really the Torah means to say don't have any enjoyment out of it. But the way it says don't have enjoyment is it by saying don't have the biggest enjoyment. So in saying the word lo yoichal, Rav Avuha says the Torah means to say don't have any enjoyment from it. Achiva, because that's the biggest enjoyment. But if you don't want to eat it, you want to sell it to a guy and enjoy it, that's also awesome. You want to rub it or have other enjoyment, it's awesome. When the Torah says lo yoichal, it means iser hano. Now how does Rav Avuha know to say this? How do we know this? Says Atsha Yifra Dacho Akosiv, unless the Torah says specifically not like that. Kiderach Shaporet Lacho Benevela, like the Torah says special by Nevela. Titanya, we wrote in the Pasuk by Nevela like this. The Pasuk says, Loi Toichlo Kol Nevela. Don't eat Nevela. A Nevela means an animal that died. An animal that died, but you didn't make Shchita. The Torah says, don't eat it. You're not allowed to eat a Nevela. The Pasuk says, what do you do with the Nevela though? La Ger Asheva Sharecha Tetneno. You're allowed to give it to a Ger. Now this Ger doesn't mean a real Ger, because he's also to the Nevela. It means a Ger Toshev. That means a Ger that was just Mekabel not to be Oyved Avoyde Zara, but he wasn't Mekabel, he didn't become a real Yisrael yet. So Lamaisa, he's still allowed to eat a Nevela. So such a person that was Mekabel upon himself not to worship Avoyde Zara, he's called a Ger Toshev. It mit the Torah says, you're allowed to give it to him for a present. You know what you do with your nevela? Give it to a ger. Let him eat it. Or you know what else you could do with a nevela? Or else you're allowed to sell it to a guy. That's what the Torah says. Now the Torah says specifically here, it's mutar b'ano. Now the pshat from Rav Avuha is, I have a kasha. Why does the Torah have to say it's mutar b'ano here? Pshit it's mutar b'ano. What lashon the Torah say? The Torah says, lay teichal nevela. The Torah says, don't eat nevela. So if achila doesn't mean Yisra Anor also, why does the Torah have to go specially to tell me that it's Mutta Banor, Pshit it's Mutta Banor? The Torah never said it was also Banor. The Torah just says, Laitechel, don't eat it. If Laitechel just means not eating it, so the Torah just says you can't eat Mevela. But if you want to sell it to a guy, Pshit you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Why does the Torah have to say, Beferish, you're allowed to sell it to a guy? You are allowed to sell it to a guy? So that's the Bavu's Rai to tell me no. Whenever the Torah says the word loy toichal, it means it's also hanor also. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Just over here by Nevela, the Pasuk says specially that it is mutar banor. But if the Torah doesn't say specially that it's mutar banor, you should know loy toichal means iser hanor. That's the way Rav Avuha learns out. Now we'll see how it fits into the drasha. We dash enough in this Pasuk again, it says loy toichal kol Nevela, la gera shabashrecha tetnenu. The Torah gives you like a mitzvah, give it to a ger. Oy machlo nachri. Else, if you want to sell to a guy, now ainly yelo leger b'nesina. I only know that if you want to give it to a ger, you have to give it to him for a present. Ul nachri b'mechira. If you want to give it to a guy, you have to sell it to him, but you're not allowed to give it to him for a present. What about leger b'mechira? Minayin? How do I know that if you want to sell it to a guy, ger, you're allowed to do that also? Even though the Torah just says nesina means a present, but how do I know if you want to sell it, you're also allowed to? Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, La gera shabasharecha titnena, oy mocher. That's the way we dashin. Oy mocher. Like the word oy mocher goes back to ger also. That ger, you could do either one of the two. Either give it to him for a present, or else oy mocher, or else sell it to him. Now, lenochri benesina minayin, how do I know that if you want to, you're allowed to give it to a guy for a present? Even though the Pasuk says, oy mocher lenochri, mashma, you're only allowed to sell it to him. How do I know if you want to, you're allowed to give it to him for a present? Talmud Lerma, the Pasuk says, Titnenu, give it to him, V'yochel, let him eat it, Oy machel anochri. In other words, we put the word Titnenu to the word afterwards, and said Titnenu goes also on the guy. You could either give it to the guy for present, Oy machel anochri. Nim says, what does it come out? Nim says, Oy, what does it come out from these plukim? That Echot ger v'yechot nochri. They both have the exact same halachis. That when you have an avail, if you have an animal that died without shechitah, the halacha is bein b'mechira, bein b'nesina. Whether you want to give it to a goy, whether you want to give it to a ger, you're allowed to do one of two things: either give it to them for a present, or else you're allowed to sell it to them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shechitah. So according to Rabbi Meir, Ravu is very good. According to Rabbi Meir, there's kamat no chedushim in this pasuk. All the pasuk is saying that when you have an avail, it's mutabana. You're allowed to give it to a goy, give it to a ger, do what you want with it. That's your Ravu's kasha. Why did the Torah have to say it's mutabano? Pshit it's mutabano. The Torah just said leitechel, don't eat it. That's the raya, no. When the Torah says loshen leitechel, it means don't have any enjoyment from it. Unless the Torah says specifically that it's mutabano. That's what the Torah had to say here, it's mutabano. That's good according to Rameya. The Yehuda says no. The Yehuda roimed dvorim kichsovim. The Yehuda says the reason why the Torah says give it to a ger and sell it to a goy, because it's vedafka this way. Now, Dvarim Kichsovim, that means, the way it says, that's what you have to do. La ger b'nesin, if you want to give it to a ger, you only have to give him for a present. You're not allowed to sell it to him. Ula nochri b'mechira, and if you want to give it to a goy, you b'dafka have to sell it to him. But you're not allowed to give it to him for a present. My time to Reb Yehuda, why does Reb Yehuda say this the way it says it means? If you're going to tell me, if you want to tell me the Pshat and the Pasuk is like Reb Meir learns, that it means both ways, do whichever way you want. Lichter Rachmana, la gera sheba sherecha titnenu, v'yachla umachor. Let it say directly, titnenu en umachor. Oy lomeli. How come the Pasuk says, oy machor nochri? So why does it say the extra word oy? Ishmaamina comes to teach us, lidvorim kichsovim, that the Pasuk means the way it says it. You're only allowed to give it to a ger for matana, and if you want to give it to a guy, shibidavka, you have to sell it to a guy. The way it says it, that's the way you have to do. That's the Reb Yehuda Shita. For the more of Reb Meir, what does he do with the word oi? Reb Meir says, no, do it every way you want. So why did Torah say the word oi for? Reb Meir, oi, lahaktim, the sin of the ger, l'mechiru den ochri. That if you have a choice, if you have two of them in front of your nose, you have a ger in front of you, and you have a guy in front of you, which one of the two should you give? Enechnami, you could do whichever way you want. The Pasuk says, oi, to tell it is a mitzvah to give it to the ger before you give it to the goy. That's the word oi. So that's why we need the word oi. But really, whichever way you want, you could do. Sell it or give it for a present. Just if you have both of them, give it to a ger better. We have Yehuda. Why does Yehuda say this for her? Why have it in your Tadashi for the word oi? Each one separately, maybe it means both. Just you're supposed to give it the tchila first to a ger. Holoi tzricha kruoi. He says, this for her, you don't need a Pasuk for. Kivon the ger atim mitzvah lach yosoi. A ger, if he's dying, there's a mitzvah to save him. The boss says v'chayochi chimach goes even on a ger. Boss says no, not the boss says ger atim mitzvah mitzvah lach yosoi. They receive ger v'toishav chayimach. If you have a ger or a toishav, that means the ger toishav. That means this person that was only mekabel upon himself, not to be over avoid the zora, even though he didn't become a yisrael yet, still there's a mitzvah to save his life. If a guy is dying, you have no chiyuv to save him. Let him die. Ten zaymishum daki shalom is different. But I call upon him midiraisa. If a guy is dying, you have no chiyuv to save him. Is meila letzara kro? I don't need a pasuk to tell me. Svarahu, it's a svara. I should give it rather to the ger because he's more choshev than the guy is. That's the way of Yehuda dashens. So Mar says like this. Bishleim al Reb Meir, Reb Avua comes out good according to Reb Meir. But Reb Meir says the Yomer Echad Ger v'Echad Nochri. Whether you want to give your nevela to a ger or to a goy, bein b'mechir bein b'nesina, you can do whichever way you want. Either sell it to them or give it to them for a present. So then it's a kasha. Why did the Torah have to say it's mutabano? So Reb Avua learns out from this. Maybe it's a krol mishrei nevela bano. Since I need a posse to tell me that nevela, you are allowed to have enjoyment from it. You could sell it to a goy. You're allowed to give it to a present to a ger. It's a diyuk. Why did the Torah tell me this? To tell me, hakol yisurim shebatorah. Any yod is in the Torah is asurim. When the Torah says loshim, loy toichal, loy yoichal, it means, bein b'yachila, bein b'yano. It means that's even also b'hano. So that's why, here the Torah says loy toichal. So the Torah would have just stopped by nevela, don't eat nevela, I would think it means, it's also b'hano also. That's why the Torah had to say specifically here, no, that here it's mutabano. That's what the Torah said, this halacha. So this is good according to Rav Meir. Elul Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have this raya. The Yomer, he says, you know why the Torah said these two cases, that you're allowed to give it to a ger and sell it to a goy? Really, it's mutter b'anoa pshita. The Torah only said, lo toichel means you're not allowed to eat it. That's all. Hanoa pshita it's mutter. So then, what did the Torah say, these halachis? It's come to tell me that halach is udiyasa. That what? If you want to give it away for present, only to a ger. If you want to sell it, only to a goy. That's why the pasuk says it. So I don't know the dirk of who is dirk to tell me that other places also bano. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, ha kol soshe b'tayra minolei diasurim dasurim bano. Hey, if Rabbi Avuah learns the psukim, learns Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this diyek that whenever the Torah says loy toichal or loy yochal, it means isra no also? How do we know it from? So Gemara says, but we learned it now from another pasuk. Nafkalei, from the pasuk says, by a treifa is milakelef tashlich and oisay. The pasuk says that if you have a treifa, posh a treifa means like the animal was torn apart live, also with what did have a shechiter on it, it's a treifa. The pasuk says, what do you do with it? Milakelef tashlich and oisay. You're supposed to throw it to a dog. You're allowed to give your treifas to a dog to eat. But the tzaddik here, the pasuk says, oisoi, tzaddik, oisoi ato mashal a kelov. Only an issa of treifa you're allowed to give to a kelov to a dog to eat. The iato mashlich la kelov kol yisurim shabbatorim. But all these surim, when the Torah just says loshen loy toichel, not eat it, it's tak osa banor. That's the tzaddik. The Torah said an extra word here, la kelov tashlichin oisoi. This thing you're allowed to throw to a dog. Which, what's this thing? The Yisra Treifa. If you have a piece of meat, that's a Treifa. This meat you're allowed to give to a dog. Mashma, other Isurim. Even though the Torah only says don't eat it, it's also to give it to a dog. Why? Because whenever the Torah says loy toichal means it's also to have enjoyment from it. Why does the Torah use the Lashon loy toichal? Because that's the biggest enjoyment eating it. So that's about who is Rasha from the word oisoi. Yeah. Rashi says, Shenema ben loy toichal, kagoin zeh. Rashi's bother, what do I need the word oisai for? Stam. Why does Torah have to say, give the treifa to a dog? Pshiti can give it to a dog. Why don't we make the deer from the actual din that you're supposed to give it to a dog? Rashi says, that wouldn't be a raya. Why? Because this, you need it for a mitzvah. Mashma, there's a mitzvah to give a treifa to a dog. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back reward from anybody that deserves it. It says when the Klaius went out of Mitzrayim, Lo yechratz kelev l'shoinai. No dog barked at anybody when they went out of Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, hikpidu Torah litein tzcharoi. The Torah said, give reward back to the dog. A dog deserves reward. Therefore, the Torah says, give him the treifah. So the fact the Torah says he's supposed to give the treifa to a dog, that wouldn't be a diyak that other places also banor. I need the diyak for the goof of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give a treifa to the dogs. So Rashi says, interesting, scharav v'nichbat scharav akelev minovik echovim. If the Torah gave more reward to a dog than it gave to a goy. Sha'nevela yimchol nochri. The din of nevela, the Torah says give it to a goy, the Torah says sell it to the goy. Or treifa akelev. When the Torah says, give a treifa to a dog, pshiti, can't sell it to a dog. The Torah says, just give it to the dog. So you see, you give a dog a present, but a guy, you're not allowed to give him a present. A guy, you have to sell it to him. So the Torah gives more reward to the dog than it gives to the guy. Right. So that's how Rabbi Avuah would learn his drasha from the word oisoi. It says an extra word, oisoi, only here it's mutter bano, but all other places it's also bano. We've got the Gemara now. For Rav Meir, Oisoi ato mashak lekelev, viato mashak lekelev chumash nishkol biazorah. For the Kashrut, according to Rav Meir learns out already that all these surim are also from Nevela. Rav Meir learns that by Nevela, both are mutter, to sell it and give it. So then the question was, why did the Torah have to say it? He said, according to Rav Meir, it was a diyak to tell us, only here it's mutter bano, but all of these surim it's also bano. So according to Rav Meir, why does the pasuk say extra over here? Milakelav tashlich and oisoi. Why does the pasuk have to say the word oisoi to make a diyek? There are other places it's also banor. I know that diyek from the veil already. According to Rav Meir, by nevela, I have the same question. Why does the Torah have to say nevela is muta banor? It just said the word letoichel. So from there I learn out. Whenever the Torah says letoichel, it means it's also banor. So according to Rav Meir, why did the Torah write an extra word oisoi? So saying Rav Meir needs it for another drasha. The Meir Dashins, Oisoi Atamashach Lekelev, only the Issa Treifa, it's Mutter Bahano,
But viyato mashik lekelev, you're not allowed to give something to a dog. In other words, it's also banor. What is that? Chulin shenishchto biyazorim. Chulin means a regular behemah, not a behemah's kutchin. Somebody owns a calf. And he brought it into the Yazor, into the Beis HaMikdash, and he made his own private shechita there for himself. Halacha is asa banor. How do I know it's asa banor? Remeya says from this word, oisoi. Oisoi is telling me, only trefer is muta banor, and not chulu shenishko b'yazor. For the more of Edoch, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Edoch, enachanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chulu shenishko b'yazor, lav the Yeraisi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not know it's asa banor. If you take your own behema and shecht it in the Yazor in the Beis HaMikdash, it's taken out also banor, because you don't have the extra word oisai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the word oisai is telling us other yisurim are also banor. But which yisurim? Where the place the Torah says lo teichel or lo yoichel. If the Torah says alav, don't eat it, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word lo yoichel means it's also banor. Mashenkin Rashi explains, by this new aveira of chulun shenishchetu b'yazorim, what is this aveira? The Torah says that when you want to shecht your animal, you have your cow, you want to shecht, the Torah says, berichuk mokum. You're only allowed to shecht it away from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's an Isser Aseh. The Pasuk says, ki yachik mimcho ha-mokum v'zovacht of yachalto. That if you want to shecht your cow, where do you shecht it? Outside the Beis HaMikdash, far away. So we dash over this. Berichuk mokum dainuchus l'machne shchino atas aveich v'yoichol. When are you allowed to shecht your cow outside the Beis HaMikdash? V'yatas aveich v'yoichol b'korv mokum. But if you shecht your own private cow in the Beis HaMikdash, you should know it's also to eat. Now the Torah doesn't say lo yoichol. Torah doesn't say lav here. It's only an Isser Aseh. So here pshita, since it's only an Isser Aseh, you're not allowed to eat this meat, I would only think you're not allowed to eat it. That's all. I wouldn't know it's also banor. How do I know if you take your cow and shecht it in the Azara, it's also banor? How to remain because of the word oisai. Since it says by treifa, milakel tashdich and oisai, that this treifa you're allowed to give to a dog, it's mashma, other treifas you're not allowed to. So Rashi explains that a treifa really also has to do with the fact it went out of its mechitza. That the Gemara in Chulun Dashens from the word treifam, hu adin, if you pull the animal out of its mother, it doesn't have the hetter shchita of the mother. Once it comes out of the mechitzas of its mother, it doesn't have the hetter shchita of its mother. Treifam means it comes out of the mechitzas. There also, Chulun Shenishkul Biazor is a type of a iser out of its mechitzas. The mechitzas, where's the place you're supposed to shecht a regular cow? Out of the Beis HaMikdash. If you bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's out of the mechitzah where the shechita is supposed to be taken. It's like a treifer. So the Pasuk says, you know which treifer is muta banor. Only a regular treifer, that you can give to a dog. Oisoi, that treifer is muta. But there's another type of a treifer, another type of halacha, that something went out of its right place, and you made the shechita inside the Azara, that we know it's also teeth. Not only is chulun shenishto b'yazara osa b'achila, but it's even osa banor. That's the way Rav Meir dashens it. But enechnami, according to Rav Yehuda needs this word oisa to teach me other places where the Torah says lo yoicha lo teichel, and that means iser hanor. So the pasuk is only going back to some place that says lo yoicha. Mashenkin by chulun shenishto b'yazara. The pasuk doesn't say alav there. The pasuk just says berichuk mokum ato zaveach. We learn now from Yisra Aseh, Enechnami, it's taken out also banor. The Yisra Aseh is only not allowed to eat it, that's all. But Hanor, we have no mokah to say it's also banor. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's taken muta banor. But according to Rabbi Meir, we have the extra word oisoi to teach us that it's chulin, the own cow you brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and you shechted the Yishinah, it's even also banor. Right. Most of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha now is the Esekash contra Mavua. Rabbi Mavua is saying now a klal. Whenever the Torah says loy teichal, it means it's also to eat, and it's also to have enjoyment from it. For the Gemara of Arai, gid hanosha. There's a klal, you're not allowed to eat the gid hanosha. This type of a vein on the side of the animal, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rachman Om, the Torah says, al kein loy yoichlu b'nei yisrael gid hanosha. The Torah says, loshin loy yoichlu, you're not allowed to eat it. So according to Rabbi Avuah, what should loy yoichlu mean? That's even also banar also. Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kedushin, the Gemara in Chulin Sfrotam, Shaleach Adam Yerach Lanochri. You're allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy. You're allowed to sell the whole backside of the animal to a goy. The Gid Anosha B'teichoi, even though the Gid Anosha is inside the behemoth. So the Chur, you're having enough from the Gid Anosha. You're selling it to the goy, he's paying you for it. Mipnei, why is it muta? Shemekoimo Nikr. There's no marasayin that people will be afraid if you sell it to a goy, maybe the goy will sell that meat back to Yisrael, and Yisrael will eat the gid anosha. That we're not afraid of, because the makam is nikr. Is nikr, the gid anosha is there or not there.
So we're not afraid that later Yisrael will eat it, because Yisrael would realize this makam has the gid hanasher inside it. But the ikir iser hano, klah, the iser gid hano is mutter bano. If you own a gid hano, if you own a gid hanasher, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. That's a question of Bahua. Since the pasuk says lo yochlu, according to Rabbi Huah, lo yochlu means it's also to have enjoyment. And yet we see clearly it's mutter. And the Gemara like this. Ksaver Rabbi Huah holds like this. Kishutru nevela, when the Torah said nevela is mutter, no, it's really nevela, the Torah says also lo teichel. The Torah says not allowed to eat a nevela. Still we say the pasuk says beferish, that you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. You can give it to a ger or to a guy, you can sell it to a guy. So when the Torah said that nevela is mutter banoa, he... What's considered part of the nevela? A nevela means an animal that died without shechita. What does a nevela mean? It means he, the meat, the chelba, the fats, the gida, and all the veins. Hutruk. The term was matter the veins also. That's why gida nosh is mutter banor. Really, gida nosh should be yosta banor. But when the term is said, a nevela is mutter banor, knows nevela is chal even on the gida nosh also. The gida nosh is part of this animal. So really, the gida nosh should also have the yisr nevela on it. When the Torah says the Yisna Veil is Mutter Bano, the Torah was even Mata the Gira Nosha. So as if we're saying, there's a Befeir Shehetta for Gira Nosha. Gira Nosha is Mutter Teet. That's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to have enjoyment for Gira Nosha. For the Gemara, that depends. Ho Nicho Laman Diyama Yesh Begidim B'Lai Tam. It's a Machlaikis in the Gemara Chulin, does Gira Nosha, this vein, is a very hard vein. The shallows that have Tam. Tam means, if you cook this vein with other meat, does it ask for the other meat? Do we say that tam comes out and asks other meat? Or else no, it's such a hard vein that no tam comes out. So it's a machloikis. One man yama says, yesh begidim b'nois tam. Like that svar is that these veins are considered like meat. It's just like meat gives off tam, taste. Who are them when you cook these veins with other meat? It would ask of the other meat. It's considered like basar, it gives off tam. Then it's good that nevela, the yisr nevela only applies to meat. When you have a dead bone, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the meat of it, that's called a nevela. The bones of a nevela is mutter. The bones is not called an is nevela. Is nevela only goes upon basar. So you're telling me now, gida nosha also has an is nevela on it. Why is gida nosha called nevela? So if you're telling me now this vein has tam to it, it's called basar. It's good that this vein is called nevela. Then you're right. Since the Torah said nevela is mutter bano, I know gida is also mutter bano. But elo lamanda yama ain't begidim nice and tam. No, this vein is so hard it doesn't give off any taste at all. So then it's a svar. It's not called basar. It's not called meat. If it's not called meat, there's no is in nevela chal upon the gid. Nevela is only chal on meat, not on the bones. So this gid is like a bone. So it's not even called a nevela. Ma'ik lameima. Then we're back to the question. Then since the gid is not called a nevela, so the pasuk says lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat the gid. So lo yoichlu means it's also bano. So we have the question again. Why does the Mishnah say gid? You're allowed to sell it to a guy. It should be also bano. So Gemara answers Eina Chanami. Marman Shamad Lei. Who do we hear this from? The Yom Ain Begidim B'Nei Satam. Who's the man the Yom that says that this vein is so hard, like it's considered it doesn't give off any taste? It's not called meat. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds this svara. The Tanya we learned. Ho oichlu megida noshel shel behema tumeya. Someone takes a pig and he eats the gida noshel from the pig. How many averis is the over? We have Yehuda Mechayiv Shtayim. Yehuda says he gets two averis. One averis is eating pig. It's the vein of the pig. So you see, he holds the vein is cold like the meat. So there's an issa chazer on it. And who then is a second averis eating the gid? You're not allowed to eat this vein. We have Shimon Poiter. Shimon says no, it's potter. It's potter from what? From the issa of chazer. Why? Because we have Shimon holds that the vein is so strong, so hard, it's not called butter. So the Yisr Chazer doesn't go upon the vein. So according to Reb Shimon, his shita is ain't begidim nois and tam. So the Gemara enech nami. According to Reb Shimon achinam the yosef bano enech nami. It's like a true. Reb Shimon really holds that gid anosher is also bano. The Tanya we learned gid anosher mutter bano. Dibur Reb Yehuda. That's a Yehuda shita. Reb Yehuda holds that this gid, this vein is not so strong. It's called basar, so it has a shein nevela on it. Therefore, the Torah was matan nevela. The Torah was matan gid anosher also. Rabbi Shimon Oisa. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Gid Anosha Taker Also Bano. It's very good because Rabbi Shimon holds ain't begidim Anosha Tam. Gid is so strong it's not like meat. Therefore, it never gets the Issa Nevela. It doesn't get an Issa Chazer on it. It's only the Issa Gid Anosha. That's all. Now the Issa Gid Anosha. The Torah says lo yoichli not let eat it. And according to Rabbi Avuha, lo yachlu means echad isra achilu v'yachad isra no. So it's very good. What gira nosher is also teat and dahano according to Rabbi Shimon. So there's no kasha on Rabbi Avuha. For the more another kasha. For a dam, we have the issue of blood. We know you're not allowed to eat blood. To Rachman Omar kol nefesh mikem lo teichol dam. It's also teat blood. Alav lo teichol. Otanan, we learned the Mishnah in Yuma. Elu v'elu misarven, all the blood left over from the kavonis gets together. The yamin, like the yamin, has the flowing water. The yosef nachal kidron, it goes out to nachal kidron. The nimkarim, you sell it to laganim. People use it, the gardeners use it to fertilize the ground. Lezevel, or mylem boy. And there's milim with the rabbonim. If you don't buy it, if you're not poison with first, there's milim with the rabbonim. But I call upon him, you see clearly the blood is mutabano. You're allowed to use the blood that a Torah says don't eat. You're allowed to use it for zevel, for fertilizer. So you see blood that the Torah says, Loi toichal, don't eat it, it's mutabano. And the Gemara is shani dam, dam is different. The yiskish lamayim, there's a hekish, blood is to water. And we know water is mutabahano, so therefore blood is also mutta to have enjoyment from. You just can't eat it, but hano it's mutta. The pasuk says, Loi toichlenu, don't eat the blood, al orot tishmechenu kamayim, spill it on the ground like water. So we darshan ma mayim mutarim, just like water is mutabano, after mutter. So as if the Torah says, beferish that blood is mutabano. For the Gemara ve'ema kemayim hanas naschin, maybe the pasuk means that water, the blood should be like water that you spill al gabi ha-mizbeach, and that's also bano by sukkis that you bring the nisach hamayim you pour it on the mizbeach. That's also bano. So maybe the term means blood is also bano, just like the water that's nisach hamayim. Or ravua kemayim, the pasuk means kemayim means rov mayim, most of the water, and most of the water doesn't go on the mizbeach. For the Gemara, midi roiv mayim ksir, the pasuk says rov water. Torah just says kawater. Maybe it means the water of nisach hamayim. Elom Ravashi, it says clearly kemayim hanishpachim, like water that's spilled on the ground. V'loy kemayim hanisachim, and not that's water that's poured al gabi hamizbeach. Therefore, when a Torah says blood is like water, which water? Like water that's spilled on the floor. That's regular water, which is mutar bano, and not like the water that's nisach spilled on top of the mizbeach. But maybe it means like the water that you're spilling in front of Avodah Zarah. Water that you spill in front of Avodah Zarah, that's called you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah with the water. So the water also becomes also banor. So maybe the Torah says this blood is the same din like water that's spilled in front of Avodah Zarah, that's also banor. So maybe dam should still be also banor. Have the Gemara again. The Hosam Nami, Nisuch Ikri, when you're spilling the water in front of the Zara, that's not called Nishvachim spilling, it's called Nisuch, like pouring. The Pasuk says, Yishtu Yayin Nisichim. That's talking about Avoidus, yeah, that it says Lashon Yishtu of Yayin Nisichim. It's called spilling, or by the Avoidus Zara there, it's called Lashon of Nesuch. So therefore, when the Pasuk says here that the blood is like that's mutabano. That's why I say blood is mutabano. There's a special pasuk that says it's mutabano. Benach Nami, if not for this pasuk, I hold like a bavua that whenever the Torah says, Loi toichot, that means Isra no also. All right, we'll stop here.